nerderotic.com.
What's up? What is up? What is up? How come I can't hear my mic now?
Oh, no. Chat, can
you
hear?
No, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Check. All right. Now I can hear my mic. God damn it. I have my people here. We still can't get it right. What the fuck?
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so yeah, we don't need intro and outro for the Nooner. We don't need those two categories in there at all. We never use them, so I don't know why they're there, but apparently one was up, so oh well, my fault. Hey, what's up, Twitter? It's nice to premiere on Twitter with this. I think it's appropriate. It's on brand, so hey, welcome to the Nerderotic Nooner. It's hump day. It's hump day. It's Acolyte Day. It's Acolyte Day. Holy crap. Watched that last night. Did a watch party. It got yanked. We're going to re-upload it for the members, but we have to do a little adjusting for it. But yeah, it was stupid. And I can't believe that these are the good episodes. These are the not as bad episodes. I can't possibly imagine how it could get worse. But I thought that with The Last Jedi. I thought that with The Rise of Skywalker. I thought that with Obi-Wan. There's a mantra in Hollywood these days. Things can always get worse. What's up, Chris Gore?
Well, things will get worse when you get to episode 3. So prepare yourself. It will be The Last Jedi of Star Wars Disney Plus series. So get ready. Get ready. Seriously. Yeah, those first two episodes, I mean, there's a lot of things wrong, but I'm like, the fire on the outside of the space, that's the least of their problems. There's so many other problems. That's just one minor thing. That shows they don't pay attention to detail. So it gets way worse, Gary. I can't wait to see how you react to episode 3. So what's weird is seeing like Alan and I in like a YouTube inception. Like, I saw Yellow Flash did a video that was an article that quoted our video that we had done just hours earlier.
That's Yellow YouTube, Flash, man.
Just show clips. Just show clips. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
It's like a weird thing. And Alan's tweets have gone crazy. As we were talking earlier, I should probably tweet more. I don't tweet nearly enough. I just don't care.
Unsolicited advice for content creators. If there is an audio or video source in an article, like this came from a podcast, this came from a clip, use the clip. That way you hear the context. And a lot of times it's worse when you hear the context instead of somebody reading it.
Yeah. So I saw Yellow Flash did that. And I was like, dude, just talk about our channel and what we just quote us or show the video. I don't care. So yeah. That was weird to see like how that had gone and Alan's face showing up on tweets or on YouTube videos and then getting more views than us, which kind of sucks, but whatever.
Dude, that's, hey, remember when Elon shared one your video?
Yes.
To prove that there's zero interaction as we're on X right now. There is no crossover whatsoever. It got like a couple million impressions and you guys got like what? 70,000 views out of it.
That's it. 70,000. Yeah, it's just it's he wants to keep it in the same content ecosystem.
Yes.
That's his thing.
Well, so YouTube does that too with the green app. With the green app, YouTube does the same exact thing. So, for sure. Yeah. But yes, we're going to be talking about The Acolyte. We have both seen it. And it's as bad as you thought it would be, a little worse. And it's defiling the corpse of Star Wars. And the only thing we could do is point and laugh at this point. And I'm sure there'll be people hanging on that, you know, God bless fandom. They like to be an optimist bunch. They're an optimistic bunch. But there's just some things that cannot be saved at this point. And one of them is Star Wars, which has been dead for a long time, long time. We're going through this with Doctor Who. It's the same thing. It is kind of shocking how bad things can get, but we're not even done yet with Doctor Who or Star Wars. Hello, Exude Agoo.
Hello, everyone. I did not watch Acolyte, but I did watch Godzilla Minus One again.
You did.
It was good. I felt so bad for Gary. You could hear Gary just so sad on his stream. And we were so happy. Well, I mean, I was crying, but like it was a good crying. You know, great movie. Well,
yeah,
great
movie. Watching Godzilla Minus One in my home theater. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were happy you were suffering. Well, no, we were happy, comma, you were suffering.
I was suffering, but it's okay. It's okay. Sometimes you got to suffer. Sometimes you gotta hurt yourself to feel, you know?
Did you see yourself in the movie?
I was every character, besides Godzilla, though, because obviously I'm not a dragon, and they got a dragon to be.
Is Godzilla a dragon?
He looks like a dragon to me.
I think Godzilla's just a Godzilla. I've never, you know what, of all these years, I've never really thought about it. I just thought Godzilla was a Godzilla.
Dragons breathe fire.
Yeah, it's dragon-y, sure.
Dragon-like. So,
some people have argued Godzilla is a stegosaurus that stands upright.
Okay.
Because of the plates on his back. Some people have said that, you know, but I mean, I think it's unique creature, whatever. But yeah, I love that movie. Saw it 8 times in the theater. You know, I bought the digital. I love it. I love it. Can't wait for the 4K. Gonna buy it immediately. So
come on,
let's go
release it. The collector's edition.
That's right.
Wants it.
I think the biggest story about The Acolyte, aside from the first two episodes are mainly boring and we're going to break them down a little bit, is just the there's not even a discourse around it. The mockery around it, especially with the clip they released yesterday, the rap released yesterday, was just kind of the cherry on top of just one of the worst press tours I've seen since The Eternals, which was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking bad. The clips have been gold, absolute gold. I think we have too many to put into an intro for my video, but I'll find a way. I'll find a way to get them all in somehow.
But Gary, I think Robert Burnett brought this up. And by the way, Robert, I look at my phone last night from going to bed.
You are Robert Meyer Burnett.
Got 20 texts from Rob, who's like so pissed off.
He was on fire last night, dude.
He was on fire. And I'm like, wait, what?
He does the quartering drunk texting and
tweeting. Yeah, no, I got it. So we were going back and forth about how bad it is and how do these people destroying it, they know what they're doing. It's horrifying. No. There's no that clip where they talk about how gay Star Wars is, the cackling and the sort of joy they take in ruining this thing, using the husk of a beloved franchise like Star Wars to turn it into your own personal story. Because I don't know if you saw Gundam's video. He went into a thing where Leslie Headland had some falling out with her sister. She had some weird, like, big falling out, and they haven't spoken. And she hopes if her sister sees the Acolyte that they'll reconnect.
So she made it about her.
Yes, it's about her.
Of course. It's fanfic. For one, just let's general broad view of the first two episodes. I'll Mahler asked me what I thought. I think I kind of here. I'll just read it. It's pretty basic. But this is what he's like. What are your thoughts aside from Jedi? Oh, we gotta put, you know, that one Jedi investigator. That's Jenny Nicholson, dude. I swear to God, Jenny like, Nicholson made it in Disney Star Wars. Dude.
It is Jenny. It's and don't critique her too much. You will be attacked by the Knights of Jen.
That's He'll okay. I'll put some Vaseline on my lens and get some big anime eyes and go, I'll talk like a kid and whatever. Boring trash, humiliating dialogue, porn acting without the good stuff, especially Hedlund's wife, a campfire in space, and Smilo Ren's voice monologue was fucking hilarious. Pointless. That's pretty much it. So
yeah, I would agree with all that.
Jay Longbone, I think, retweeted Mr. Bug, and we'll find that tweet too of the monologue. It's like they didn't edit it down, Chris. It's like the guy, the voice actor, spoke one word at a time, and they didn't trim the fucking clip. It's so bad. It is so fucking bad. And Leslie Headland's wife is fucking awful. She's
terrible actress.
No, terrible. I thought like some lesbian sex was about to happen, or some sex was about to happen, because that it was porn acting.
Yeah, it was so bad. She's terrible. And this is what bugs me. In the original Star Wars movies, the most inconsequential part, someone who has one line or is in the, was so well cast. You know, there's even a documentary about the bit players in the first Star Wars. They were all like the guy who played William Hootkins, who plays Porkins. He was an American expat who acted in productions in England.
Yep.
And he's a brilliant actor.
Dude, he was in Flash Gordon.
He's in Batman 89. He's in Raiders of the Lost Ark. The smallest part.
Just passed away, by the way.
They took care to cast and get great actors for even the smallest parts.
Top men.
Exactly. Doesn't matter. Just put my wife in there for a part that should be important, should have some gravitas, not totally lame. It's like Axel Braun casts better actors than
he does. We don't want to disrespect Axel Braun. Hail.
I love Axel.
Who's it? He's retired. He retired about a year ago, but hail Very Axel Braun. Very disappointing. Let's start with the rap clip.
Oh, God.
And then we'll get into breaking down the show. I'm going to try to, we are on Twitter. What's up? What's up, Twitter? How's it going? Do you have that tweet, X-Ray Girl? No? I'm going to send it to you.
Thank you. And Kara, can you share it?
All right. We got Kara helping out today.
Because my laptop is crap. I need to upgrade the RAM.
You can use mine. I should have let you use mine. I just got to have that RAM going.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh no.
I put it in the private chat. Don't share your messages. God. So as we wait. Okay. And then there was the fire in space.
Right.
The fucking fire in space. So in 10 minutes in the episode, that's what.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Did R.I.P. You muted the rap. I was like, I didn't mute the rap. I would. But yeah, the rap. Jeremy brought it up in Geeks and Geeks Gamers Daily today. The rap was one of the first fucking shit rags to come out. And over the Zack Snyder thing. So fuck them. But we can't hear it.
Oh shit.
You got to share it with audio. Hang on. Yeah. No, we still can't hear it. Got to share it with audio.
Do you want me to act this out? It's,
No, you might have to share it. You might have to share it.
Yeah. It's
sorry.
What bothers me is, you know, while you're solving that, what bothers me about this clip is how, like, they just clearly they don't care about Star Wars. They don't. There's no sense of reverence. It's we're going to do our own thing and we're using a Star Wars skin suit that they've carved off the husk of its corpse. And they're using a Star Wars skin suit to tell a story. So it's really so disheartening to watch that like play out. Like, because I just think like what we've been deprived of, the stories that we've been deprived of are just really, it's sad. Right now, it's just sad. And it's not just Star Wars. It's other franchises. You can go on and on, but it's come to this. And who are these people that are getting hired, right? The woman that's doing the Rey movie, which we haven't heard a lot about that lately. It's supposed to be filming, right? The Rey movie.
I think what's supposed to be filming is the Mando movie. And they just started writing the Rey movie. So that's still coming. Well, I have my doubts.
Yeah.
I have my doubts. I think after spending $180 million on this for 30-minute episodes with, I mean, let's be fair, 6 minutes of credits. Minutes of credits for this dog shit. So there's a lot of resources going into this, but it's Leslie Headland, former personal assistant to Harvey Weinstein fan fiction that, you know, she did Russian Doll. Don't know who she did it with. Don't know how good it was. It seemed like it was well received. It was on Netflix, but it's like her one thing.
I saw it. I saw Russian Doll. It was actually pretty good. It's basically a Groundhog's Day story and it's pretty good. But what was her involvement?
Yeah, I don't know. So. I don't know and don't care. I after watching two episodes, one were they both directed by Leslie Headland? Or I didn't pay attention to the first one. The second one was for sure. And it's boring. It's mostly boring. So we have, by the way, the mystery that you probably could have thread throughout the entire thing was blown by Disney, but it was also blown in the second episode. So there's. Yeah. So there has to be another, the other mystery, and there's a lot of mystery box going on here, is who is Smilo Ren? And when we play the voice later, if we're able to manage to share video somehow, might have to have you do it, Chris.
I have a really good guess as to who Smilo Ren is, and that character hasn't been introduced yet. You'll see in the flashback. Episode 3 is a flashback.
Yep.
To the events with the young twins and what happened 16 years ago. You're going to see it. You'll see what happened. And one of the characters in that, I believe, is Smilo Ren, which Smilo Ren will turn out to be their mother.
Yeah, it's a girl. It's like that was absolutely obvious with the voice changing. I'm like that's going to be a non-binary, cuz remember Leslie Headland came out and said that Smilo is non-binary, I believe. And it will be a non-binary woman. And it is going to be like the Taskmaster. As soon as the mask comes off, it's a girl. Girls can be bad, too.
Hate to give spoilers, but that character will be Mother Anaseya. That's my guess. So Mother Anaseya is my guess. And there might be a line where she says in Smilo Ren, I am your mother.
Oh my God.
This is my prediction. I've guessed the ending of the show.
Oh no.
The ending of the show will be the two twins, the evil twin, good twin. Evil twin, good twin will reunite. They will try to turn their mother from the dark side to the good side. and it'll be I Am Your Mother. No, and it's based on, because everything has been so simple, and has this show surprised you at all?
No.
It's predictable. So I've seen the first four. I'm looking at it.
Wait, saying, I was surprised to see a fire burning in space.
Well,
like a sustained fire.
No, I'd forgive them. I'd forgive them. No. It's like it sucks, but whatever.
It's stupid. And we will get into that argument, because it's not just an explosion, or, you know, like when the Enterprise crashes in Star Trek 3, right? There's little explosions. But if you look at that, which came out in 1984, when the explosions come off the Enterprise, they go out immediately. They go, they plume and they disappear, because that's what would happen. And like, I don't expect them to get the flames right in zero G, which is totally looks different, but we're talking about on the outside of a ship, a sustained fire, like it's campfire.
Yeah.
Like it's burning in your fireplace. But that's obviously the least of the problems with the show. It is. I'll give you that. It's just something I couldn't get past.
There are 700 problems. I would say
arguably the gate. Oh. Spending by a considerable
margin. Hang on. Pause.
Are you excited about that? Are you?
It's jittery.
It's very jittery.
I blame
you. Want to send it to me, X-Ray Girl?
I do not blame my internet. I've got fiber. Okay.
I think my Canadian internet has infected your internet.
And, are you excited about that? Are you bracing yourself?
Star Wars.
It's pretty gay. Let's be honest.
Oh, I know that guy.
How do you feel?
Am I gay? Yes.
Well, no, I know you are gay, but I'm asking, are you excited about putting this, this is going to be a talking point? I'm sure so.
Because nerds are gay.
Well, some nerds are very not gay and are very threatened by gay.
Well, that's
stuff.
True. But in my world, nerds are gay.
Okay. Some nerds, most nerds are not gay.
This is a fun element of
pause for that.
And we're bored.
I don't think so. People have told me pause that for a sec. Star Wars, and frankly,
they hate the audience. Nerds are gay. They don't. It's so.
Hang on, pause. Keep a pause.
Okay for them to mock the audience, but you for a second critique them, and they are a victim. Fuck these women. Fuck these women who made this show. They don't care about the audience. They don't care about the franchise they are shepherding. And that cackling, just cavalier attitude, and nerds are gay, whatever. It's here's what I'll say, Gary. This is why I'm trying to explain this in a simple way that is just so everyone can understand. I don't think you or I, let's say you and I are going to form a company. I don't think straight white males should be in charge of a women's cosmetic brand.
No.
We would suck at it. I don't think straight white men should maybe be in charge of a women's fashion brand or perfume brand. You need women or gay men. I'm sorry. But I was on TV for more than 10 years, and the people who did my hair and makeup were women or gay men, and I trusted them, and they did a great job, and I was happy to work with them. No straight man ever got near my hair, so there you go, or my makeup, whatever.
And
I believe that Star Wars, and they've admitted it, it's a male brand. Why not lean into the male audience and cater to the people who are fans of the thing you make? It's so simple. Certain people are attracted to certain jobs, right? You know, the majority of hairdressers, maybe you know something about this, Gary, women or gay?
A vast majority.
Which is
funny because it's an industry primarily it was run by gay men.
Yeah.
So there's a term called gaysogyny.
and that is totally cool. That's fine. Different types of people are attracted. what she's done is used the skin suit of Star Wars, the husk of its dead corpse, to tell a story that is personal to her. She has it, put a chick in it and make it lame and gay doesn't even begin to describe what you are about to see in episode 3. Prepare, Gary. Prepare. But yeah, my prediction, I said it here first. The character that will be revealed as Smylo Ren is the mother of the twins, Mother Anaseia, who created them, and then a different person in the witch coven or whatever carried them. And because it's the only way that it'll be dramatic, you'll see episode 3 will break the franchise in the same way that The Last Jedi did. Mark my words.
I don't even know how that's possible. You mentioned timeless children. If they're going back to retcon the Force like massively,
right?
Through some not an immaculate conception, but two women are going to give birth to the twins.
Yes,
that start the four.
I watched the episode twice.
Okay,
that's what's coming.
So, the twins in this show.
Yes.
Okay. So where does the Force come from?
They re-explain the Force as some call it the Force, but it's a thread. I typed it. I wrote it down. It was so, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So I should have taken screenshots, but yeah, it's, I got to find it here.
It's all right. It's all right.
But
we can
say, God dang it. Some call it the Force, but we call it a thread. Pull the thread, change everything. And it's the power of one, power of two, power of many. They do this whole thing. It's like, dude, wait until you see. It's
pull the thread?
They're re-explaining it and how they use it. And it's a power. And also, they even lean into homophobia. The one of the lines, the galaxy is not a place that welcomes women like us. Homophobia is in Star Wars. So they were exiled from their planet, have settled on this planet, created this coven. They created these two women, these two young girls. And by the way, the acting of the young girls, terrible. They're just bad.
Only fucking white women can be put in charge of a fucking $180 million TV show and make themselves out to be the victim. Well, Jesus Christ. Woke white women.
Dude, you have to do a stream right after episode 3 airs. And dude, when you see this, it's going to break. It's going to break. Normal people don't. Also, normal people. I'm a fan of Star Wars. Hey, I like spaceships, fighting, lightsabers. I like all the cool stuff. I love strong, likable characters. You know, I watched Star Wars Theory had a video out and he was talking. Oh, I watched the first two episodes. The characters aren't engaging. Maybe we'll get to like them. How many times?
Engaging?
I listen to Real BBC. How many great character introductions? You meet a character that's on screen for 2 minutes, you immediately like them. It's the writing, it's the actor, it's the none of that is present. There are, other than the guy that plays Master Soul from Squid Game, who can barely speak English.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine. I wasn't impressed by anybody. And that guy Charlie, what's his name? Who played Yord, Charlie Barnett, who got the Anakin thing. He was actually kind of good as a comic relief, as like a Jedi who goes by the book. I mean, now they basically established that the Jedi are cops.
Right?
They're cops.
They had the local Jedi chapter 375 at other planets. But my favorite part was when little X-23 was just talking shit. The Padawan was talking shit to the Jedi Master the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, what the? It reeked of Star Trek Discovery. Everything about this reeked of Star Trek Discovery.
And I haven't seen episode 5, but I guarantee there'll be something that says defund the Jedi. It's going to happen.
I got to hope so.
Defund the Jedi.
Oh, I hope it all happens. I hope it all happens. Let's hear the rest of this.
I'm sorry to
it's all good.
Gary.
It's all good.
It's so gay already.
Okay.
I mean, have you seen the fits? We'd be like, look how gay this is, and then send each other a reference photo.
And are you telling me with a straight face that C-3PO is straight?
They're a couple. That's what I think. But this is more outward.
So all of Star Wars gay because C-3PO is gay.
Oh, ooh. Interesting. Yeah.
Huh. Ask Filoni. Okay.
Ask Filoni.
Can you imagine?
There's a part that got missed in there, but like she, because Leslie Headland was actually fighting back against it for a little bit. She's like, "Is it gay? Is it gay?" But then she's all, "I'm totally okay with it being gay. Yes, it's gay.
Yeah,
whatever. It's gay." So the premise is a murder mystery, and it was a bait and switch. Carrie Ann Moss dies in the first 5 minutes in the dumbest way. And it already, maybe they'll explain this later, but May, the evil twin, is sent by Smylo Ren, sent to go on revenge to kill 4 Jedi that had something to do with splitting up her and her sister during a fire. And the first one she goes after is Carrie Ann Moss, but she's supposed to take on these Jedi without weapons and defeat them without weapons. That was what Smylo Ren tasked her to do. So she starts doing that, and then she pulls out weapons, little knives. And she starts fighting the Jedi Master with little knives. And she defeats her. She kills Carrie Ann Moss by distracting her, by threatening to kill a bartender, and Carrie Ann Moss looks away, and apparently that breaks her concentration enough, this Jedi Master, and she gets a knife right in the heart. So she's still alive a little bit. She could have force choked her, taken away the knife, shot it back in her head, disabled her in some way. No, she just kind of looked at her and died.
Yeah, it was pretty anticlimactic.
It was, and it was straight up the Matrix, and I guess she's going to come back in a flashback, but that's it. That's it for Carrie Ann Moss. She was gone in the first 5 minutes. And then we follow the very compelling actress whose name I couldn't be bothered to remember, playing two parts. Man, you'd think she would have the skill of Peter Sellers to play two parts. She doesn't have the skill to play one.
She's not a good actress. Someone said she's good in other things. Sure. I haven't seen it. And she seems like her when she's doing obviously a body double doing all those flips and whatever. And it's really unimpressive. The fighting, you know, they just Carrie Ann Moss. She's just moving in slow motion and they speed it up. That's all. It's a trick.
Yes.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
No, and it looked like a middle-aged woman trying to do her Matrix moves again. That's what it looked like.
Right.
So evil twin gets away, and then good twin, we go to good twin, who has left the Jedi Order, who was Sol, is that his name?
Sol, yeah.
Yeah, guy from Squid Game. Honestly, the only guy like putting in any effort in this, and he can barely speak English. You have trouble understanding some of the things he says, and he's still better than everybody in the show by leaps and bounds. He would have been great in something else in a different time, but not here. So she's a former Padawan who left by her own accord. It was her choice, and she's a mechanic. She's a mechanic.
A mechnik. Yeah.
A mechanic. Her first scene is... we're supposed to see some girl mechnik going on, and she needs to fix something on the outside of a spaceship that's in space. So her and her little partner go out, and there's a bit of an explosion, a pressure leak, and that's where we have the fire in space, the sustained flames that look like your fireplace. which has a bunch of people arguing on Twitter because they've shown explosions. They're giving examples from like movies from 1977 and 1980. It's like, great. Okay. $180 million. You think maybe not having five DEI execs and bringing on a science advisor just, and there's a way if the fire had blown out quickly, that's fine. You know, it's being fueled by something. There was a little bit of oxygen there and it goes, but see, this is what nerds do. And no, it's a sustained fire and it's part of the plot because it's supposed to make you think of her flashback and she stares right at the fire burning in space for a good long time and it reflects in her visor. And it you hear voices and it's her sister calling back. So yes, she has a twin sister. They have been separated for 16 years, Chris. Was it 16 years?
Yeah, 16.
But somehow they have the exact same hairstyle.
Yeah.
The Rick James. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah, I the hair looks, I don't know, it's weird, but whatever. It doesn't work for me, but who cares?
Yeah, so she gets interrogated by Yord, who is the guy who said Anakin blew up the Death Star twice. And Jenny Nicholson.
Yeah.
I'll try to send you the picture. God, I need to wrestle back control of this. I need to be able to share stuff.
Well, look, it's when you see where it's going, I am predicting an ending. And Alan Ng just texted me, Ng the Merciless, who's like all over YouTube.
Right.
He sends out a couple tweets and people are monetizing Alan. Alan says he should get paid by those, but whatever. He says, I think May only needs to kill one of the four Jedi with no weapon. That will probably be Soul. She will have to kill Soul. So we'll see. But I predict that Smilo Ren is just their mom. Because it's the only dramatic thing that would have any weight. Otherwise, it's some random person. Who cares? You know?
Right? I put the picture in Discord. It's under Instant Nooner Research. Yeah. So Jenny Nicholson and Yord interrogate Osha, who's the good twin. May's the bad twin. Osha says, I didn't do it. Doesn't matter. So they take her in. So they take her in. So Yord and Jenny Nicholson. Jedi that Jenny Nicholson.
Exactly.
That is some Jenny nightmares.
I mean, you could put them side by side because Jenny wears like weird hats. I actually really like her commentary. She's super autistic and like detailed. I watched that like 4-hour Galactic Star Cruiser hotel breakdown. It's really well researched. You can't deny that. I mean, she's bringing facts and she did an amazing job. You know,
great. I can tell you why the Galactic Star Cruiser failed.
Yeah.
In like a minute, maybe 10 seconds. It wasn't Star Wars.
Yes, it wasn't. It's the dollar end. Store space
drama.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was like, I think the best thing was Clownfish said, all the games you play on the starship are like kids' birthday games.
Yeah. You can break all that down, but ultimately, if it was a Galactic Star Cruiser and you were on fucking the Millennium Falcon or some a base in Yavin, whatever, if it was from Star Wars, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
And I would argue like the games could be cheesy as fuck and it wouldn't matter if it was Star Wars. Yeah, they were also charging what, $3,000 a room.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, Kathleen Kennedy's a fucking retard. I think we've proven that. She's a 72-year-old grandmother who should be writing 12-dollar checks to her grandchildren. That's what she should be doing right now. She should not be making decisions for the biggest IP in history, which is now not the biggest IP in history. It is now just a category on a fledgling streaming service. That's all it is. And that's what she made it. So whatever she has done in the past, it's, you know, Hollywood used to be, what have you done for me lately? And whatever she did in the past many years ago, she has now overseen the biggest failure in Hollywood history. End of.
Yeah.
Books will be written. They'll probably, but people are, you know, because of her association with Spielberg and Lucas, they are scared to death to criticize this woman.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, it's, you can look at the box office, you can look at critical reaction, just look at fan reaction, you know? And by the way, Star Wars Celebration next year is in Japan. And I get notifications.
It'll probably do well over there.
It's not sold out.
Oh, really?
Usually it sells out within the first week. You can still get tickets. I keep getting emails to buy tickets. I'm going to look it up.
Well, the fact that they took it out of America, I don't know how well it did in the UK, but I understand where they're taking it around the world, but there's nothing to celebrate anymore. I wonder if that Star Trek celebration is going to keep going.
Oh, wow. They, okay. Yeah, they, you can get tickets. Pretty easy.
Pretty easy. All right. So Jenny Nicholson and Yorda, I want to say Yorda, with the Killmonger haircut, take in OSHA, and then these genius master Jedi do not accompany the prisoner. They put her on a prisoner transport with five or six other prisoners, one guard robot, and two chairs that turn into pilot robots.
I know.
And transport the person who just, they think, just murdered a Jedi with one robot and a couple of chairs piloting a ship. And the bad guys easily escape, get into the escape pods, but they leave OSHA behind. And she survives crashing on a planet. And at least they acknowledge it in the show. He's like, I'm sorry, I should have gone with it. Yeah, like, yes. So they go back. This is all in the first episode. So they go back to the planet where it's crashed, and they find OSHA and Sol, you know, sees her. And then they, you know, at first they go, she had a twin sister, but I saw her die. And then 5 minutes later, the twin sister's alive. I believe you. Okay. Even though we saw her die, she must be alive. And then it ends with May. I'll get into the details of my video because there's a lot of stupid shit. With May and Smilo Ren doing his voiceover. If we could find that on Twitter, it's Jay Longbone tweeted it. I'll find it for you. Yeah, that monologue is something else. You have to hear it. You absolutely have to hear it.
Well, putting all of those things aside for a second, overall, it's just boring. It's boring.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one of the reasons why.
But if it's boring until you think about stuff for a second, right?
Because
you're mesmerized by the boredom. In this 30-minute episode, there is the typical, I'm going to walk down a corridor slowly. I'm going to look at something. I'm going to tell you something that just happened, that clearly just happened. Like, they're like, we know, I forgot the name of the fucking planet. We need to go back to Calgon. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Calgon. Da, 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 da. They walk around, then they go, Calgon. You know, it's like, fuck, yeah. I know.
None of the planet names or character names are memorable. None of them. None of them. But here's what I mean by being boring. This is things we've seen before in other TV shows because these are earthly matters. These are earthly matters. The one thing that was so cool about Star Wars, at least old Star Wars, was how does the galaxy work? Things are different. What is this stuff? It's kind of familiar, but not. This is a police procedural. There's no mystery. It's all revealed in the first episode, the first two. What's the mystery? Who Smilo Ren is? And my guess is their mom. And I think I'll be right.
I guess that's the mystery. No, where's the white guy? That's the mystery, Chris.
Well, there are no white people.
No, apparently there was peace throughout the galaxy when they were all killed. When they came back, they had to kill them again. Disney Star Wars. So let's hit play
like,
on this.
I hate the thing of like, in the name of the Republic and the Jedi Order, you are under arrest. What the fuck?
Yes.
That sounds...
And the way it was delivered
stupid.
Was so bad. And we cannot undersell. I can't remember her name. She's a High Republic character. Leslie Headland's wife line delivery is so fucking bad.
A terrible
You're
actress.
You're just like, oh. All right. Let's. Do we have audio?
The Jedi live in a dream. A dream they believe everyone shares. If you attack a Jedi with a weapon, you will fail. Steel or laser are no threat to them. But an acolyte kills without a weapon. An acolyte kills the dream.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
This show doesn't, it's not consistent with things. Wait, episode 3, I had to watch it twice. I'm still finding like, wait, that doesn't make sense because if it's Gary, prepare for it.
Oh, I'll
prepare
be ready
for it next week.
I'll be ready. I mean, I sat through this and this is the best. That was the most coherent. And that was just the first episode I told you about. The second episode, remember, May has to go out. By the way, that line delivery was fucking terrible. But it's obvious it's a woman. It's obvious it's a woman.
Yeah.
It's so fucking obvious.
I figured out the mystery.
How are they going to explain, like, there hasn't been any Sith around for 1,000 years? Well, except for this one.
Right.
All the Jedi were slain in Order 66. Well, except for these like 20 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking fuck Disney.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you thought midichlorians were bad.
Hold on to your hats.
Which they are.
Yeah.
But holy shit. That's just an example of the writing and the line delivery in the show, which is fucking awful. But in the second episode, they take it a bit further because they need to kill a couple more Jedis, right? So they got Carrie Ann Moss. They need to get Sol. The other two is what's the guy's name? It's the 10-year-old with the fake beard and
Torben. I'm saying these names are very. Not they're just not memorable. That's why this feels so fanfic. This is so fanfic. And I used to do years ago, which got shut down at WonderCon. I used to do a panel called Fanfic Theater where we would read fanfic we found on the internet. By the way, we wrote it. And it was all gay. And the audience howled because it was so ridiculous.
And you got canceled over it, right? Is that what you got canceled over?
Well, there was an attempt. If you don't care about being canceled, they can't cancel you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't care. Mm. But so like this is just the manifestation of that. It feels so fanfic. It's,
Yes. So this premise, that's so much more context. Thanks to Gundam. Leslie Headland had a problem with their sister. And now these two sisters are separated. They both think each other are dead for some reason. They were separated in a fire by the Jedi. The Jedi was trying to save both of them. Sol couldn't, he said. They saw a dead body, apparently. But May set the fire that killed her family. So Osha doesn't like May, even if she's alive or dead. She doesn't like May.
Yep.
So Osha is a prisoner, but they, so there was an initial attack at, there's local Jedi, councils, and maybe there is, I don't really fucking care. and she easily breaks into one and finds a guy meditating, you know, he's levitating and meditating, and he's got a force field around him, and she can't, May can't get through, and she escapes. So they notify the main boss, Leslie Headland's wife, who poorly delivers every single line, and they detach the people who had Osho. So obviously Osha's innocent. So now she's part of the investigation. She's being handed weapons, being used as a decoy, given a wire because this super assassin, May, the other twin, who's working for Smilo Ren, is just telling all her shit to a drug dealer who looks like Asian Ezra Miller. Asian Ezra Miller concocts a little poison and says, give it to him, he'll take it. So we find out Torben was involved, and he feels bad for some reason, and he's been in a meditative state for 10 years. If you could find an image of Torben on Twitter somewhere, Chris or X-Ray Girl, visual aid, you have to see this to believe it, because there are moments in, I believe it's Attack of the Clones, I can't remember which prequel because I haven't, you correct me in the chat, where you could tell Ewan McGregor's beard is fake. Like, he had to come for reshoots. And his beard like loses 2 inches, and it's very difficult to fake a short beard. It really is, even back then.
Oh God, this looks bad.
This is so fucking bad. For one, he's got the male pattern baldness. He's got a receding hairline, but he looks like he's 10. And then they put a beard on him, and he's been there for 10 years. So I got questions. I got questions. If you're meditating for 10 years. Where's your poop go? Where's your pee go? What do you eat? Are you in a stasis? How come your beard only grew like a couple inches?
It doesn't make sense why, because I've seen what happens 16 years ago involving Torben, and I don't understand why he would want to kill himself over it. He takes the poison.
Yeah, he takes the poison. Dies. So May returns. She can't get through this uber force field, and apparently he feels bad about something, and she's like, you want atonement? And he finally wakes up and says, I've been expecting you. Drink this poison, and he drinks the poison and dies. So my other question is, this local... Yeah, there's a picture of it.
Yeah.
It's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Hooray.
Your explanation didn't do it justice.
Yeah, there might be something on Twitter, but he's levitating, right? 10 years.
Oh no.
10 years. 10 fucking years. He's levitating. There. And then she just wakes him up and he takes poison and he dies. So local Jedi Council, you had somebody break in. They were able to escape through a skylight, an open skylight, by the way. Security pretty lax. Do you bump up security a little bit? No. So while the fucking Jedi are interrogating the head of that council outside the council, May is inside getting this guy to kill himself at the same time.
She forgives him, so now he'll kill himself. How is that part of a Jedi? Like, they aren't even acting like real, like how you would think a Jedi would act. And since I've seen Torben, a younger Torben, what, you know, transpired that he's so distraught over, I don't understand why he did what he did. It's not fully explained.
I just think the one white male had him kill himself. That's what white males should do.
Yeah. Well, here's what all the Jedi should do. X-Ray Girl, if you could share what the link I just put in the chat. This is what is going to happen right here.
Oh my God.
Fun the Jedi. It's going to happen.
It says no
shout
gay.
Shout out to core. Shout out to core member 123.
No gay, no peace.
Yeah, oh thank God. You. It was great. Love it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. So there's that. But they have her like, and then the rest of it's like set piece. It's all in this little town, and they're following out around Asian Ezra Miller drug dealer who flips on her immediately, is not trying to hide very well. And they find him, and they, you know, they set up a trap for May, and they set the trap and they just surround her, and Sol wants to find out who trained her. So his great method of interrogation, Chris Gore, his brilliant method of interrogation to find out who is training May, because this is mysterious, this could be a danger, is to fight her and ask her who's training her over and over again.
As it's pointed out, even she doesn't know.
And then she doesn't know.
Yeah. But then why? It just doesn't make sense.
No. Like, and then she gets away. She gets away by blowing dust in their face.
This could have been interesting. Like, how is an apprentice recruited, right? Like,
yeah, an acolyte. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
There's a lot of premises here that could be good, but aren't. They just aren't.
Like seeing the Sith point of view. That would be interesting. I just saw a film recently. God, why am I? The name is sort of innocuous. But it's a horror film from the point of view of the killer. It's like seeing a Friday the 13th movie. Oh, seeing the movie.
That's interesting. From the
POV, from the POV of Jason. It's, oh my god, it's so good. Why can't I think of the name? It's because it's a very innocuous.
So they released two episodes, and the reason you release two episodes is you want to get those minutes watched, but it's also you want to give it momentum. You want to give your series momentum. You want it to end on you want your first two episodes to end on like, hey, I'm really bought into these characters and the mystery and let's fucking go. So we haven't talked about X-23, the Padawan, much, but all she does is talk shit. She talks shit to Yord, and she's completely annoying.
Jackie?
Yes, sure. Yeah. I call her X-23.
That's her name, Jackie.
Fuck, I don't know anybody's name. I was just calling Carrie Ann Moss like Qui-Gon Trinity and Obi-Wan Trinity and Mace Trinity. I don't know what the fuck her name is. I don't care. And Torbu and whatever the fuck they are. X-23 and the guy from Squid Game. That's how I was doing it during my watch party.
That works.
The guy from Squid Game's the best thing in it. But like there are a couple of seasons. I guess the guy just learned English. So I don't want to be too hard on him because his acting was way better than everyone else's for somebody who just learned English. Right. And you had some trouble understanding some words, but I would rather have trouble understanding his English that he just learned than listen to Leslie Headland, former personal assistant to Harvey Weinstein's wife, utter a single line of dialogue again. Because she's the girl boss, right? She's the one with the whip, with the lightsaber whip. I do hope we get light scissors. I do.
Light scissors.
I do.
It's coming.
So what was the rest of the episode? Yeah. So May escapes by blowing dust in everybody's face and they're all, she got away. Darn. And they're going to go find the fourth Jedi they need to kill, which is the Wookiee Jedi Kleck, whatever the fuck his name is. And I lost it watching it, and it's not horrible, but there was two scavengers. You're on this planet, right? This jungle planet. And you're following two scavengers. And at first, it sounds like they're trying to do a language like Bib Fortuna from Return of the Jedi.
Right.
And then it turns into Buka Taka Baka Daka, Daka Buka Duka Daka. And I just lost my shit. It's so fucking funny to listen to. I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this gibberish? And then they encounter the Wookiee, who takes their gun with the force, breaks it in half, and walks into a hut. And that's where it ends.
Yep. Don't worry. He's coming back.
Oh, I'm sure.
In episode 4.
I just want to hear more people say tunga bunga tunga wanga bamba bunga bunga like they're just making shit up.
Wait, so I have funny. I have a beef with that character, which is Kanaka. That's the Wookiee's name.
Kanaka, yes, Kanaka.
Yeah. Why does he have clothes on?
He's a fashionable Wookiee.
Why does the Wookiee have clothes? And what does that mean? Is Chewbacca freeballing?
I think he is.
He's a nudist.
Well, yeah, Chewbacca's just freeballing, and he's Kanaka's wearing robes. I think it's stupid. A Wookiee Jedi is just dumb, but whatever.
Yeah. But whatever on those first two episodes. So that was it. There's just inconsistencies in it. It's just poorly written. So for Leslie Headland to be former personal assistant to Harvey Weinstein, by the way, if I haven't mentioned that, has been built up to be some kind of a phenom writer. It's not the case. The Acolyte is the Marvels so far. It's the Marvels of Disney Star Wars, possibly turning into another Last Jedi, possibly turning into the Timeless Children, which will retcon Star Wars lore forever, according to you and Alan Ng the Merciless. As you told me, it's not just going to lose whatever's left of the Star Wars fandom. It's like, is there anything left? It's going to lose normies. Oh, normies aren't watching this. So I don't know who exactly it's going to lose, but it'll lose more people if that's even possible at this point. $180 million spent on this show, Chris. Okay, wait, I got to break up my calculator.
For 4 hours of content.
I got to see how many Godzilla minus ones that is.
Division. That's more than 10. That's, you know what it is? It's 12.
It's 12 million. Godzilla minus one costs 12 million, not 15.
Oh, I thought it was 15. It was under 15.
No, I did it wrong.
X-ray girl, come on.
X-ray girl.
Sorry, I was doing something at the time you were starting the math equation. What are you guys doing?
You're doing math.
$180 million. We need to divide how many Godzilla minus ones. So
was that 15 or 20?
12. 12.
12. That would be 15 Godzilla minus
15. I did get it right. 15 Godzilla minus ones for this show. 15 Godzilla minus ones. And that should be the measurement of all budgets for everything till the end of time.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Chris. The Rotten Tomatoes is, let's see. Okay, I'm going to put the link in the chat for you. Here it is.
Got it.
Oh, you got it. Is that 46? 46%, 94%. It's being review bombed. It's being review bombed, Chris, by the critics. Let me check on the top critics, though. The
critic score is way too high.
Okay, so top critics is 70, which is still too high. Like, if the top critics, no, this is shit. This is absolute shit. There's not that we need to say it, but fuck it. Let's say it again. They have no credibility. They have absolutely no credibility. 94% for this dog shit. Are you fucking kidding me? If it was at like 56%, okay. I'd believe that. But if you go to the top critics, and we read some of them yesterday, most of these websites, nobody has ever fucking heard of.
Right.
So what does it take to become a Rotten Tomatoes critic, Chris? Do you know?
Well, Film Threat is actually a Rotten Tomatoes outlet, but that's mainly because we review a lot of small indie movies where, you know, there are very few reviews. So, you have to apply, but now they're taking YouTubers, believe it or not. So I've never applied, but Film Threat is an outlet that they recognize and is part of the score. So
ComingSoon.net's 6 out of 10 is a positive review. It's not the worst we've seen from Star Wars yet. nor is it the best. Nerdspin. Oh, there's Movie Bob. Quick, easy, positive review of The Acolyte in just 6 words. 0 minutes spent harvesting the grain. Go make some Mountain Dew chicken, Movie Blob. All right, so have you heard of Q-I-I-B-O? Quibo. Quibo.
Never heard of it.
Latinmedia.co.
I don't know what that is.
But who, though, spelled T-H-O, a geek community. Have you heard of that?
No.
Autrascenes.com.
I never heard of that.
Paul's Trip to the Movies.
No.
Cinemovie.tv. The Movie Couple. Movie Files. Flick Direct. Nerds of Color. Yes, we've heard of that. And there's confused with Black Girl Nerds. Right. Sunshine State Cineplex. There's Grace.
No.
Soulzy at the Movies.
I know that one.
Okay.
That's Danielle.
We've heard of that. We've heard of that. We've heard of that. Riotous.
No, never heard of it.
Everythingbuthorror.com.
No.
Heard of that. Heard of that. Unfortunately, heard of that. Akil Aurora.
No.
No. Zach Pope Reviews.
No.
Original First, Sin. Spelled C-I-N.
I've never heard of any of these.
Raising Wasians.
No.
The Spool.
No.
Nope.
There are more outlets covering movies than movies are made.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a fact now. My God.
Yeah, so that's how they get 94%. If you go to Top Critics, it's 70, which is, I mean, still fucking ridiculous.
Way too high. Way too high.
But, like, they'll keep playing this game, this charade that goes on and on and on, and they'll become less and less relevant. If they are anymore, AI will replace them all. Some of these reviews, we're reading them yesterday, were written like they were AI. They said absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It was just word salad. So over the next couple of days, what you should always do, you know, hey, there's a couple of reviewers out there. There's a few, it's like a handful who get to see stuff early. They're pretty real. Just follow them or just go see it yourself or wait for, just regular people to go see it on opening day. We'll be as honest, because why not be? I like, if this was great, I'd be all, hey, shit. It was great. It wasn't great. I did get to see something early. I did, Chris. I didn't get a fucking gift bag. So fuck that. It's trash. No, I'm just kidding. I got to see Bad Boys 4. You know, the great Bad Boys franchise. The great Bad Boys franchise. X-Ray Girl got to go. Kara got to go. My wife got to go.
It was fun.
And it didn't shit the bed. It's actually, I would say it's the second best one. I mean, we're talking about Bad Boys, okay? So it's a Bad Boys movie, and it's just a dumb action movie. That's fun. Don't look for it to make a ton of sense, but the action's good. Directing's good. It's pretty funny. I think my favorite part was when Will Smith gets slapped by Martin Lawrence multiple times in a scene. I was fucking laughing my ass off because we know why they put that in there.
Oh my God. Oh, that's hilarious.
You got to see the context for it too. It's pretty funny, but, it's a Bad Boys movie. I don't think it's going to light anything up at the box office. It's not Top Gun Maverick or anything, but I would like put it right up there with Fall Guy. It's just fun. It's just a fun, dumb action movie. And it looks like there might be some attempt to like just return to fun. But the problem is the malaise is on Hollywood right now anyway. And it's just, you can't just make a Fall Guy or a Bad Boys 4 be normal action movies, and that's not going to be enough to get people to the movies anymore because of the brand overall brand damage of Hollywood. Red Letter Media just did a pretty good video going over Death of Theaters with missing one of the biggest points of them all, and it really felt like they danced around it, and it's because the storytelling is shit. Why is the storytelling shit? Well, it's the interpersonal politics of Hollywood and all the fucking rules they're putting on creativity that are brought on by DEI. I know, like, people... like a lot of critics are scared to death to fucking talk about this shit to this day, but it's a fact. It's a fact now. It's affecting creativity to the point where people are fearing for their jobs. People are leaving Hollywood now. They're just like, fuck it. Like, and you should. If you're worth your weight in gold as far as talent, you don't need Hollywood. You don't need Daddy Corporation to validate you. Go out on your own and do it. It'll be hard, but you know what? You work just as hard to get like some crumbs from the corporation in Hollywood too, especially all those fucking producers. But you can't discount the brand damage that has been done through the tent poles, through streaming, through attacking audience members, through attacking the customer, through going out there and calling half the country Nazis over and over and over again for the last 5 years. You didn't think that was gonna like affect your industry? I mean, they probably didn't. They're pretty fucking arrogant over there. Arrogance, hubris, and I would just say functional retardation. There's a lot of fucking retards running Hollywood. There's a lot of very dumb people in charge who have no fucking idea what they're doing, making decisions right now.
I really like that video from Red Letter Media. I'm probably gonna do an EFAP of it, because there's so much missing,
yes,
and a little nuance to what they're saying. But I gotta say, X-Ray Girl, did you learn nothing from Zia? You don't put more clothes on.
Wait. She's got boobs on her. Look at that. Boobs.
Yes, no, but boobs, you don't put more clothes on. If you learn from Zia,
what is it cold? I mean,
you know what? Blame Gary because it is cold in the house.
It is.
Well, I'm freezing.
Really?
It was only 109 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, geez. So my body's normalizing, but yeah. Blame Gary. I had to put a sweater on.
Because it's cold inside?
It's not that cold. I'm just always cold.
Are you enjoying the pool?
I have not gone in the pool yet.
Well,
so, maybe if you today. Do,
make sure there's evidence. They went in the pool.
Okay. I promise I will.
Your audience wants it. I speak for them.
Gary's face right now. He looks like such a dad.
Sorry, Gary.
Anyway.
Pivot. Was you on those streams with Zia? Did you not see those, Gary?
I hope you didn't.
Dude, the one time I popped in, Zia's bent over a chair looking for something with her ass in the air. And I'm like, okay, I'm goodbye. I'm good. I'm gone. They're not talking about Doctor Who, obviously. So,
yeah, they were.
Bad Boys 4. It was like the girls liked it. It was pretty funny. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Like, it's not going to reinvent the wheel, but it's not going to light up the box office either. Hate to break that to anybody, but if Fall Guy couldn't do it, Bad Boys 4 is not going to do it. I could be wrong, but I think there's going to be a lot of flops, but we're in this era of meh right now, where last year the stuff was just shit. This is like just really average stuff. Like, even we watched the Alien trailer yesterday, and it's like, it was well done. I just totally not excited Mahler. About it. You know,
I agree with Mahler. It looks good, meaning the look of it.
Yep.
But I'm not invested. I don't know. Is there some part of that story we don't know yet that needs to be told? So I saw a panel. I was at Monster Palooza last weekend. I saw a 1-hour panel with the director. In fact, I filmed it. I'm going to post it on my channel.
Attaboy.
For members only. So I'm going to monetize that. But he basically talked about, he had the original effects guys from Aliens there that worked on his movie. And they got in a whole discussion. He basically married the things you like from the first Alien, the horror aspect, the ensemble cast, a quiet story with aliens. So he basically took, you like all the big action aliens? We got that. You like the horror, slow moving, creepy stuff from the first one? I got that. And put them in one movie. That's what Alien Romulus will be. So after, and I like that director.
Yeah, he's a good director.
Like, he's good. So I'm looking forward to it based on the panel, the trailer, whatever. But it was a really interesting discussion. Also, finally met face-to-face Damien Leone. He is the director of Terrifier 2 and Terrifier 1. And Terrifier 3 is in mass release in theaters October 11th. And he's kind of freaking. This is a little Kickstarter movie. He made a movie for $250,000 that grossed $11 million at the theaters because they were starved for content. And Terrifier 3 is a bigger budget. So I'm really curious to see what he does with it. I mean, it's gory. Even me, some of the scenes are like, that's too far for me. Like, I love Monsterpalooza. I kind of went nuts posting way too much on my Twitter, but enjoy it.
What'd you post? Like X-ray four
girl,
times?
X-ray girl was at Monsterpalooza. I ran into her.
Oh, did you?
I don't even know.
I don't remember this.
Gary. I don't
too
think.
Too many white claws.
Well, we can't show it.
Can't show it.
It's up to you.
Let me find the picture here somewhere.
This gets re-uploaded. It's all good.
Yeah. X-ray girl was at Monsterpalooza and you're not going to believe it when you see this. It's a little over the top. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Share screen. Or maybe don't.
Pulling it up.
You looked.
I heard
your
that.
Your hair is different. Your hair is different.
Okay, well, we'll start with these. There's
Robert Meyer Burnett. Yeah.
Yeah, there I am. We switch bodies in the transporter. A lot of pictures.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then
lots of cool, fun stuff. And then you'll see you here somewhere. There you are. You look great. What is this? Monster party.
I've not seen that.
What were you thinking, X-ray girl?
You know, I wanted to disappoint my dad, so
I'm very disappointed.
Sorry.
No.
Wow.
I was surprised, to be sure. It was kind of crazy.
Dang, what
good
an
time
outfit.
At Monsterpalooza.
I lost those boots. I want them back. They're cute.
Yeah, yeah. Looks good. Looks good.
Oh, God. There's a tweet up. I'm not surprised the losers are review bombing the show before it's even released. There's no way to talk about the critics. Talking about the Acolyte, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... We'll see. I think it's going to change a lot. I think that critic score will... If they're honest... And if they review, are they reviewing the first four or the first two?
I think they're reviewing the first four, which makes That's it awesome. Worse, which makes it so much worse. All right, let's get to soups. How you feeling, Chris? Doing all right?
Good, but I need coffee. Coffee.
Go get some coffee.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Go get some coffee. Yeah.
Right.
Ministry of Wrong Think for 1999 says, you guys see Fatawan Porkins? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We did get body positivity male gay Jedi. We did. We got that at the local Jedi Council 375. On planet Borbu or whatever the fuck it was. Oh, God. Duke Devil 95 on the Streamlabs side. Three parts for 60. Thanks, brother. I cannot recommend the first two episodes of Acolyte enough. If you are suffering from insomnia, it's as effective as Ambien without the wacky side effects. If you want crazy lightsaber action, this is definitely the place. Indara deflects two knives. Then she gets killed by a knife. Yeah, Indara. That's Qui-Gon Trinity, by the way. Yord uses his lightsaber as a flashlight. He does. So exciting. Literal chills. Remember, Jedi don't... by his yellow lightsaber. It's yellow, by the way, Duke Devil. Remember, Jedi don't use their sabers unless they intend to kill, which is a line from the very first episode. And later on, he uses it as a lightsaber. I wonder if this this is a comment on gun control. This one... think one of the gun safety rules says, don't aim your firearm at a person unless you're ready to shoot. Overall, clearly Leslie greater than George. Star Wars is saved. FYI, according to STD in the 32nd century, fist bumping is still a thing. Alas, RIP, Doctor Who, Star Trek, and Star Wars. Ministry of Wrong thing for 1999. So basically, we're waiting for episode 3 like an up-and-coming actress being told by Hedlund to sit on a couch and wait for Harvey. Oof. Well said. Well said. I might borrow that for my video. That's pretty good. For $20, Michael Barushin. Thank you. Just finished watching Jay's video about the failure of Star Wars Hotel. I feel like they based a lot of the experience off the Old Republic with the whole pick your path. 6,000, everyone, and I can't get rich. 6,000. Was that per person? I thought it was 3. Maybe it's 6. If it was $100, it was too much. The Sundowners Club for $20. Acolyte is like Star Wars for the CW network. It is. The CW network that never turned a profit, by the way. I do think, Chris, that you are incorrect on your Sith prediction. I heard something different. It's even worse in plain sight. Well, what is it? What is it, Sundowners Club?
Yeah, what is it?
What is it? Is it like, is it Trinity? Is it going to be Carrie Ann Moss, like faking her death or some bullshit? Like, what is it?
It's the only way. My prediction. Sorry, just grab my coat.
Sorry.
It's the only way it's dramatic. If it's revealed to be anyone else, like Leslie Hedlund's, you know, wife. If it's revealed to be her, what's dramatic about that? Who cares? There's no connection. The twins have a connection to their mom. It makes sense that it would be their mom. It's so obvious. It's right there.
Well, so, if you like,
post what your prediction is. People are already.
Yeah.
You know,
are the twins in on it together? I mean, I guess it couldn't be after watching a couple of scenes, but
no, it's just to me, it's just obvious. It's that dark figure is a woman.
Yes.
And it's taking, you know, twins, dark father, dark mother. It's, you know, doing the Skywalker thing. Just stealing that, which all, it's derivative, like all fanfic, you know? It's just fanfic is like, the thing I like, but gay. The thing I like, but with women. The thing I like, but
with me,
race swap.
With me in it.
Exactly. That's fanfic.
King Papu Nut for $20. Morning, Gary, Chris, and X-Ray. Just want to say that if you want to interrogate anyone for anything in any given situation, just play the Acolyte. There you go. True. BM for $20. Gary, I bought the rights to your life story from BlackRock, and I'm optioning the screenplay by Tardo. Could use your help in casting. Do you think Eric July is available as a lead? Yes, absolutely. At least the beard's right. Working title is Reggie Read Good Show.
I love that.
That's good. That's good. Cold Brew for $10. Chris, you ruined action movies for me. I saw your video on Film Threat about actors fighting in slow motion and speeding it up in post. Now I can't unsee it. Thanks a lot. Haha.
No, no, serious. When you look at that Karrion Moss fight, oh, Gary, for your video, can you slow down the video?
Absolutely.
Of the fight?
Easy.
To show that's how, and anyone can do this. You at home can make a waifu thing where you're fighting with your friend. Just do it in slow motion, speed it up. You will look like a master. So that's the trick, the camera trick. It's so easy. So yeah, do it and you'll see how they were really fighting in real life. Like, that's why it's, you're looking like, wow, how can they do all those killer moves? And you can see it now. You see that it's cranked up. That's it. Oh, and thank you for the super chat and support of the Nerdrotic channel.
Eddie Brock, 9043 for 10 British pounds, proper money. Gary, you made a special cameo in today's issue of Marvel's Carnage number 8. Ironically, the final issue of the series, LOL. Torin Gronbeck must be a fan. I tweeted it to you. I'll have to look.
Oh, yeah.
Is it from?
Made it into a comic?
Did you DM me or just at me?
I'm sure you don't have the replies.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Is it? Are you Eddie Brock on Twitter?
Mm. Oh, by the way, the movie I was trying to think of is In a Violent Nature. Great horror film in theaters now. Take the girls. Take the girls. X-Ray Girl will love it. Carol will love it. Your Mrs. Neurotic will love it. It's a horror film from the point of view of the killer. And there are some crazy kills. It's 90 minutes. It's really fun. Please go.
Kara seemed very interested.
What was the name of it?
In a
Violent Nature. It's a Friday the 13th movie from the point of view of Jason. And it's awesome.
Do I need to watch the movie with Jason first beforehand?
No, you don't need to see anything. You've seen horror films. Just please, please go see it. I'm begging. Begging.
I'm begging.
See In a Violent Nature. It's a good twist on horror films we've seen. We've seen slasher films, but it's chef's kiss.
I can't. I'm looking, but I can't see it past everybody showing me to try to shoot down my lingering fire in space. Keep showing explosions.
Yeah,
they're different. They're different. They're fucking different. God damn it! I feel like I'm arguing with the people who said that Luke throwing away his fucking lightsaber in Return of the Jedi was the same as him tossing it in A Force Awakens. I'm not arguing with go on. It's fine. No, that's pretty funny. They're like, look at all these explosions. Yeah, but they're not a sustained campfire in fucking space you can roast marshmallows on. I can't find it. Sorry. I looked. I gave it a good look. DM me. Recoil Rob for $5. Star Wars is dead. End of line. The Sober Beer for $1.99. Amen, Gore. F these people. Get your fix, East Asia. Chat on the screen. Hail the fellow ship. Shoip? Yes. Shoip? Yes. It's for the re-upload. I got to make sure it's still in the right place. It's fine.
It's like right
move
here.
It over here. Well, you got to keep moving it when we get an article, but I think it's better over there, but it's fine.
Cool. Chat's right here.
As long as you can see it. The chat will like that. After you were inappropriately touching my Superman the other day, by the way,
no, like, I actually molesting my action figure. I was reaching for him, but then you know what happened afterwards? Gary showed me Gollum.
Yeah. I said, be careful what action figures you've molested in here because some of them have wieners like Gollum.
Gollum has too many legs. That's fine.
Yeah. Andrew Clark for $5. House of Dragons season 2. Scirocco Lahar is being played by a trans YouTuber and Acolyte star, Abigail Thorne. Anyone else concerned by this casting or will it be like Leonor? Well, Scirocco is, in the book is trans. Is trans. So flamboyant. But we'll see. Wouldn't be the person I would have picked, though. But we will see. Heretic 124 there's a couple of trans characters. Varys is suspected to disguise himself as a woman once in a while. And there's a Varys like character that is that dresses as a woman, but does it to like spy. So Acolyte broke Chris. Never seen him this angry.
Well, you haven't been watching, I guess. I get angry.
Yeah.
About when it is deserved, and you'll see. I can't wait to talk to you next week, because you'll have seen three. You need to watch it twice, because so many lines are like, wait, what did they just say? There's so many. Oh God. Yeah,
I can't wait to see it. Crew Kid 52 for $10. Hey Gary, unrelated to this fucking
bleep show.
Shit show. Got it. Oh, that's right. You don't cuss. But a PSA, Godzilla Minus One dropped on Netflix. Yes. X-ray girl Kara and my wife watched it last night while I was watching fucking Acolyte. Amazon, etc. over the weekend. Also seeing all 3 days of the extended editions this weekend. Can't wait. That's this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Enjoy. Greg E for $2. Star Wars is dead. Yes. Anzac for $2. X-ray girl. Why are Asians such horrible drivers?
Our eyes are too small.
There you go. Trish Page for $10. Thank you. A biscuit for Remy. He needs his own Instagram. It's a she, but thank you. Yeah, Remy's awesome. Our new dog. So good. Remy. Our new dog. We got a new dog, Chris.
Nice.
Yeah. A rescue. We do rescues. For $4.99. That's pretty good. Aussie Robots for $10. Been saying this for years. The only way this nonsense stops is starving the beast. Disney from all revenue, Bud Light style. That means no matter how good Deadpool and Wolverine is, for example, stay home. That's up to you guys. That's up to you guys. I don't think people are going to stay home, though. But what I try to avoid giving them money at every turn, including buying tickets to other movies, which I do. Fear the Tardo for $5. Tardo wanted to write for new Star Wars show Apple Life. Was told by showrunner Lesbian Headlamp, Tardo not retarded enough. Lock it in. Yay.
Lesbian Headlamp. That has to be the name going forward. That's too funny. Lesbian Headlamp. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Okay. Phoenix Tangent for $9.99. Disney Star Wars needs to go full Kevin Feige O tree and turn the Force into the music of the galaxy, where the Jedi hero of the galaxy hears the music and sings pop songs to save the galaxy. I don't think we're that far from it.
Yeah, that's coming soon. I mean, we had the musical Trek episode, which was embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Klingon singing.
Klingons, I agree with you. They should have been opera.
Yes.
So, whatever.
Almost God for $2. Gary, say my name. Jeremy just destroyed it on daily. Almost God. I hope I didn't.
Or is it Olmo is God?
Jeremy came out of his slumber and he watched an episode.
When you watched
the first episode.
When you put your name in as one word, it's going to get butchered. Olmo is God. But if you capitalize the I, it also looks like an L. Mm-hmm. Poopa Chalupa for $10. Does two-part two-part Shakur only get paid 60 cents on the dollar if there are no white men in the show? Probably. In Aquaman, abuser of Streamlabs for $5. I don't know why people hate The Acolyte. I find it's a realistic depiction of PTSD. Wait, I was thinking of Godzilla Minus One, now on Netflix. Never mind. Hail in Aquaman. 79 John J for 10 euros. After all the shit we got the last years, are you guys really surprised? No.
No.
It's not surprised. It's like, wow, that's impressive. It's impressed. I'm actually impressed how bad they have gotten. Because it takes a concerted amount of effort to suck this much.
Yeah.
Like, you have to try. If not Trinity Ambid impaled by a lightsaber, she could have walked it off super easy. It would have been barely an inconvenience, says Peter Murray for £5. Proper money. Mike for $9.99. Honestly, cop procedural shows have been done well forever. How does one even screw that up? Amazing. Hell, or you're not good.
Did it.
Yeah, for $180 million and they can't like be better than your average episode of Murder, She Wrote. That's pretty fucking sad. Pretty fucking sad. Hanalock for 5 euros says, last couple of days I'm constantly getting ads for a new shitty Doctor Who mobile game. Guess the show itself isn't that much of a record-breaking hit. No, it's not. G. Freer's one for $5 on the Streamlabs side. Doctor Who is dead. Trek is dead. Star Trek, Star Wars is dead. Real soon. Keep the truth coming. Graham F. in the UK. What's up, Graham? The Sundowners Club for $10. Torben is played by the guy who played Tommen in Game of Thrones. Oh, the older Tommen. Yes, yes. He looks more normal in the flashback, but the older version of him with the beard is laughable.
Yeah, so yeah, it looks bad. The makeup is bad.
It looks like a young kid that they just tried to old up, and he's not old enough. He's still in his early 20s probably.
Yeah. Yeah, early 20s. Cuz you see the younger version of him in episode 3.
Matt G on the Streamlabs side for $10 says Kanaka sounds like German Kanaka or Kanak, which is a racist slur for foreigners and migrants. LOL. Carlos Lima for $5. Hail the Fellowship. Disney killed Star Wars. I'm happy to see Chris Gore doing well. I love all of your content. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Graf Webb for $2 says cancel Disney Plus. And now you got it. To do that, you have to cancel Hulu as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Alex Belfort for $9.99. I remember the excitement for the special edition of The Empire Strikes Back at the Corte Madera Theater. Corte Madera Theater. I saw Corte Madera in Northern California, by the way. I saw The Hobbit. Two of the three there. And I worked not far from there. It's the Tesla dealership's there now, but it used to be a Dodge and Jeep and Chrysler dealership. I used to work there. That's where, it's not Rise. What's the second Planet of the Apes? The second of the second trilogy. Rise.
It's either Rise or Dawn.
Dawn. Yeah. Dawn takes place there at that 76 station. That's where the, all the monkeys were able to get away from on the Golden Gate Bridge and just trot up the Corte Madera and get into Muir Woods. Attended by Lucas himself, by the way, the place was electric. Cut to today, I could care less. Exactly. Well, it's not far from Skywalker Ranch. It's not far from Skywalker Ranch at all. Mixzawa for $10. Any chance of a couple of Mando 3.5 episodes will come in halfway through The Acolyte to save the show like they did for Book of Boba Fett? You can only hope.
No.
But no chance. Yeah. No, there's only 8 episodes and you've seen half the season.
That's right.
I'm guessing you're not optimistic it'll turn around. Chris, do you think you would have a perceived Acolyte as worse pre-stroke? Says Ms. M. Spencer for $5.
I don't know how much my stroke has affected what I view. Now, I'm being honest. Like,
yeah.
No, I think, you know, I'll just despise it as much as if I didn't have one. But I feel really good. I saw my doctor yesterday. I feel good. All my things are looking good. I'm, you know, give me a few more months. I'll barely slur.
Awesome. Well, only from drinking. But
yeah. Well, no, I quit drinking.
Like forever?
Forever?
Yeah, I know. I don't know yet. I got to feel ready.
Yeah.
Probably by October.
Not a decision.
With the detox, I can understand.
Not a decision you have to make. I mean, to be honest with you, I have not quit drinking forever. It's one day at a time. It's one day at a time. That's how you do it. It's one day at a time.
I kind of lost interest. I'm doing other stuff. So, but I feel really good. I feel better than before. So
other stuff.
Doing other stuff. What? No, not bad
stuff. Doing good stuff. Healthy
not
stuff.
Bad stuff. Good stuff.
To answer your question, Acolyte gave everyone a stroke. So we're now on CRISPR's level. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
My sign is Cancer for $9.99. Given Disney's track record of destroying IPs by IP mining, what bets can we make about Tron Ares? Evil white man authoritarian takes over after Clue, lesbian POC leading the resistance. Tron is gay. Blame fans. Yes.
All of that.
Mr. Danger01 for €5. I haven't watched The Acolyte because I canceled my Disney Plus subscription when I saw the first trailer. Not going to fund the woke bullshit company anymore. Good. Good. Yes. They get most of their money from other companies they own, which is largely, there's the parks. That's where they get the biggest part of their money. So don't go to the parks. ESPN, owned by Disney. So when you watch live football, live basketball, is baseball still on ESPN? I just use MLB network. Baseball's gay. That's all. Disney. Bunch of live sports are funded by Disney. Bunch of shit is funded. You know, this is what happens when these corporations get too big and you start hearing bullshit like too big to fail. Too big to fail. Continual fire in space. Brought to you by the creators of Star Destroyers, not knowing what way is up, and non-lethal lightsabers. Yes, Gorbs, for €10. Again, like, it's just part of a bigger, horses riding in space, too. With Star Trek Discovery, there was sound in space. And there's certain things that, like, are, you know, that you can believe. There's certain things that add that verisimilitude that Robert Meyer Burnett talks about. There's a suspension of disbelief, like an explosion flashing in space or a giant space station. Oh my God. There's Remy. Remy Cam. There she is. There's my girl. She's a good girl.
Wow. Nice.
She's 6 months old. So she's still got like the puppy power.
It's like a puppy still.
Yeah. But as I was saying, so you have a giant Death Star. And it's filled with oxygen and whatever fuels the power and all kinds of things that are flammable. If it blows up from the inside and you see flames coming from that, sure. And they are extinguished as soon as they hit space. But if you see an explosion from the inside of a ship that has fuel, that's something to ignite it. And then the oxygen inside the cockpit, like, it's believable. It's believable. When you see a sustained fire in space is completely fucking different and retarded. Again, if she saw those flames and they just shot out for like a second and then were gone and she had her flashback, okay, that's fine. No, she's staring at a fucking fire in a vacuum of space with her space suit on. And they're like flickering, like wind is blowing them and shit. It's fucking retarded. Stop, people. And welcome to nerddom, by the way.
Yeah.
And as Chris said, least of the problems.
Yeah.
We can discuss the guy meditating for 10 years and floating who didn't need to eat or anything. So that's pretty fucking powerful with the Force. So that guy was, his chi was strong. And then he just killed himself.
Dude, I can't hold it for a whole movie before I have to take a leak. I don't know how he did it.
Right? Letting a prisoner go who killed a Jedi with a fucking robot guard. So fucking retarded.
Her robot friend is a smartphone. It's a smartphone robot Pip.
Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody on the set had to have said, you know, if we have the fire flickering too long, it's not going to look real. Like, it's not going to look like they're in space. You know, because fire, there's no oxygen in space. You need something to fuel it. But they had intimacy coordinators. They probably still had COVID people there. They had 3 DEI execs, 55 assistants, 75 line producers that are union mandated, but not one science advisor. Dragon Max for 50 RSDs, whatever that is, Martian pesos. When Harvey Weinstein's personal victim chooser is creating crap, you know it's going to suck. Yes. You also know, I mean, this is where Hollywood's just fucking full of shit. Like we can't get Mel Gibson as Mad Max because of his drunken tirade. He has since cleaned up his act. And we also know his politics, but we can't get him back. But former personal assistant to Harvey Weinstein, who knew nothing about all the shit that was going on, gets a Star Wars gig. These people are fucking full of shit.
She knows about the Sith apprentice relationship.
She certainly does.
Intimately.
Intimately. Yeah. Are you guys going to come to Toronto, Canada for a meetup? May to September are the best months. Love you guys. Keep up the amazing videos. Negan, Jack Napier for 5 Canadian pesos. We have a lot of people who watch in Canada, and I love you. I do. I'm not setting fucking foot in that country. Not as long as Trudeau is in charge. It's bad enough here, okay? It's bad enough here, but I ain't setting foot in that country. Hail the Canadian truckers. Hail to all the Canadians holding the line. Get that fucker out of office. I'll be there the next day. Actually, I'll probably feel safer in Peru. So. Not Mexico. Hey, Mexico just elected their first female president, and they only 37 candidates were assassinated, Chris.
Well, she looked kind of hot. To be honest, what? I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. Are you okay, buddy? I'm just kidding. Wait.
She does.
Wow. Wow.
Wait, she does.
She's a socialist. Because that's what Mexico needs. Well, whatever. She's not in charge of that country anyway. The cartel is. So, and China. But Gavin Newsom made sure to give her a handshake and congratulate her. Big Worm for $5. Hail, what grinds my gears is all this money getting thrown at IPs I love and producing trash. It should be glorious. Leave Stargate alone. Live long and prosper. Yeah, like leave Stargate alone. Leave everything alone. Leave Babylon 5 alone. Leave it all alone. And you're right. And that's why we are so hard on it. They have all the resources. They have zero excuses. They make the excuses, Chris. All the fucking time. But when you have $180 million to produce basically 4.5 hours of footage and you're like padding time, there's no excuse for that. There is none.
Nope.
If I was an investor, I'd be fucking pissed. But there isn't one big investor. It's just a bunch of investors who are low information who are funding this garbage right now. I mean, you can get mad and at people going to Disneyland and all that, all you want. But check your 401k. I'll just say check. I'm not a financial analyst or an advisor, But check your 401k and make sure there's no Disney stock in there or anything related. That's where you heard him. The Wolfram and Hart 79 for $1.99. I am your mother. Wait, can I get a voice changer? Hang on.
I think there will be a variation on that line. Like, when you see episode 3, you'll see they kind of reword things that are familiar in Star Wars, but make it more, for lack of a better term, matriarchal.
Well, because that's what they're trying to do. Sense? So it totally makes sense, because when you bottom line, it sucks that we still have to say this, because it is the same point we have been trying to make time and time again. And like, there's still new people coming in, but this hasn't changed. And to the point where it hasn't changed after it's abysmally failed. And the fact that they are so committed to this is absolute proof. Profitability is not on their minds at all. It is all about the message, because Doctor Who right now is about not erasing, but diluting its white male past. That's their point of view, not mine, but they want to do that. Now, eventually erasing, yes, but right now it's just, the activists feel the need to dilute the white patriarchal male past of these franchises, because they still believe, even though there's data out there disproving this every time they release this, they still believe this is the right way to go, because it is a fucking cult. It is a religion. And they just cannot believe that regular folk don't really give a shit about your fucking identity. Nobody cares. If you want to be that way, that's fine. But if you put it in absolutely everything, if you are a gay person and you're still trying to come off as a victim in Hollywood, there's no lack of representation in Hollywood. Maybe a long time ago, you had to be in the closet and that sucked. Not that problem now. Hasn't been a problem for decades.
Plenty of gay actors played straight characters.
And
a lot, actually.
And I think a lot of the militant Alphabet Mafia, that's a political organization that has nothing to do with the individual, want to keep that going, want to keep the victim status going, because they've been accepted.
And they need to take all these days, like Pride Month, just do one day.
But do the weekend. Here's what I'll say. It used to be a weekend at the end of the month.
It was a weekend, Pride weekend.
Yeah.
But what, like for example, Juneteenth. I actually think that's a good idea, because hear me out. It's a celebration of something that is historical and says something great about this country. That we, you know, the slaves were freed, and it's a moment that makes America look great, and it's something everyone can participate in celebrating. And it's an excuse to have a barbecue and drink beer and eat burgers and tacos and whatever. So Juneteenth, a positive, good thing about America. They need to find maybe a moment in whatever gay history. That's the day. It's important. It's like, okay. And then make that the day or the weekend or whatever. The month thing, I think everyone, my gay friends don't like it. They're like, oh, it's too much. It's every corporation bending over, and maybe literally, and, you know, sucking on the rainbow. It's weird. And it's every corporation, you see it every month. It's they're already a ton of other days. Right. So now, and I think that it's made normies go, enough. Come on. You know, we take a day, and you're mindful. That's why I think Juneteenth ultimately, all right, that's a good thing. It's based on history, and it is a positive thing about this country. So, but
a day is fine. I love Cinco de Mayo.
See, I love Cinco de Mayo. I love it. It's like there's a celebration, a party,
tacos.
Great. Love it. I love
somebody put what the fuck is the meditating Jedi again? Tornado. What's his name?
Corbin.
Right next to Ryan Kennel. It's like, yeah.
Oh, wait, where? Please share it.
I'll share it.
Please share it. But, you know, yeah, I love my people. I'm Irish. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I love it. You can turn me into a mascot, dancing leprechaun. It's whatever. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He just needs a scar. He just needs a scar right there. And oh my God, that's a total cosplay for him.
He should.
Oh my. Do you think they based it on? I mean, Jenny Nicholson is that one Jedi. Is this Ryan? Is it possible?
No, the other one's definitely Jenny Nicholson. That's the first thing I fucking, when Ryan, I saw that, I'm like, that is Jenny Nicholson for sure.
Oh my God. It's too perfect. Holy cow. That's hilarious. Oh man. Yeah, do a video on that. I have Ryan's face and that guy's face.
Poor guy tweets me at the worst possible time. I cannot see it past everybody showing me examples of explosions that are supposed to discount my sustained fire in space.
Well, what I'm saying is, yes, I agree. And there are so many bigger problems with the show.
Yeah.
I can ignore that because, like, look, we're often like, we have another thing that bothered me. Leslie Headland's wife. He has a line. They have a quick meeting.
Yes.
Whatever. And she says, we'll talk about next steps. You know who talks like that? People work in corporate at Disney.
Yes.
Talk about next steps. We'll circle back. Like, it's so
it sounded like
boring.
It is. It sounded like some sort of HR meeting. You know, we're going to strategize. And she said it. She said, she's like, Sol is like, listen, we have a chance to get this person now who's possibly a dark force user. You know, they're training people. She's like, and what you said, she's like, well, we need to come back. We need to strategize.
And talk about next steps.
That is
corporate speak. In the corporate world, I've worked in it. They're like sort of buzzwords and things. We'll circle back. Next steps. Let's put a pin in it.
How many fucking meetings in the corporate world have you had that could have been done on a phone call in 2 minutes between two people because the rest of the people there didn't participate? I'm going to say 100%. Yeah, 100 fucking percent.
I hate meetings. I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them. I tell people that they're like, oh, I'd love to take you to lunch. I don't want to go to lunch with you. I don't want to go. I like happy hour, but whatever.
When I worked at Technicolor, I stopped going to meetings. And they didn't do anything. Like, these fucking meetings are useless. I'm not coming. I'm going
to
work.
And the worst thing is they put you behind when you're trying to actually work. You're like, fuck, I got to get everything done before I leave. But I got to have an hour meeting so people can feel validated expressing their ideas. And you tell them, good job. Good job. Pat on the head.
Thanks.
Good job.
I'd like to finish my job.
They need to disagree with something to push back to basically justify their existence. The corporate world is so inefficient. It's awful.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So much redundancy. You could fire most everybody and things would work just fine.
I know. That's like the federal government. You could fire half of everyone.
Oh, half.
Everything would be fine. When Elon.
5%.
When 80? Elon fired so many people.
Get rid of the government completely.
It was fine. Twitter was fine after he fired all this. Oh, is Twitter going to run? Seems pretty good.
It's got some glitches here and there, but you know what? It's better. I prefer this to the old Twitter. It's like, I got to reload a page a couple times. Yeah. No big deal.
It's better than StreamYard. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Matthew Fasheen, 1993 for 100 Canadian pesos.
Nerdrotic.com.